Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. Today, in 2009, the first block of the Bitcoin blockchain was established by the creator of the system, Satoshi Nakamoto. New Year's Eve kept the emergency forces busy again. Between 6 p.m. on Monday evening and 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, police had to deploy 1,721 missions, about the same as the year before. The most notorious incidents were the forbidden use of pyrotechnics, bodily injuries, and damage to property. The Berlin Fire Brigade responded a total of 1,385 times. Between Monday evening and Tuesday morning, more than 430 fires were reported, and the rescue service was called roughly 900 times. Worst of all, 49 attacks on rescue workers were counted, 33 of them with fireworks. On Twitter, the fire brigade stated that a colleague had to be transported to a special clinic with a blast trauma. An incendiary device had also been thrown at a fire engine from the Neukölln fire station. State Fire Director Carsten Homerkhausen explained on RBB television that this development is causing great concern to the fire brigade, stating that it is deeply saddening if you consider that someone volunteers on New Year's Eve and then gets attacked. Homerkhausen demands a social dialogue as violence against emergency forces is, quote, a no-go. If one's skin begins to itch unbearably, one usually suspects neurodermatitis or perhaps an allergy, but not the skin disease scabies. This is also due to the fact that scabies are difficult to diagnose because symptoms develop differently in different skin types. Nevertheless, figures from health insurance companies and health authorities confirm that scabies have been on the rise in Berlin and Brandenburg for 5 years. The extent to which cases of scabies actually increase cannot, however, be recorded either nationally or regionally due to the guidelines of the Infection Protection Act. Similar to lice, only heads of community facilities have to report cases of scabies to the responsible health authority. This applies to directors of nursing homes, schools, daycare centers, or refugee accommodations. The authorities are usually not informed about individual family cases. Nevertheless, doctors noticed an increase with some clear indications. One example is the Germany-wide statistics on hospital diagnosis, where increases have been measured since 2011. Also, health insurance companies are investigating how many drugs with the active ingredients for the treatment of scabies have been prescribed. Here, too, it can be seen that more drugs were prescribed in 2017 and 2018 than in the previous years. The fact that one hears so little about scabies is due to its reputation. Many still believe that the infection has to do with a lack of hygiene. This is a prejudice that most doctors just don't agree with. It can affect anyone, especially in winter, when it is easier for the infecting mites to get through the dry upper layer of skin. The sale of the apartments on Karl Marx Allee, as previously reported by Berlin Briefing, to property company Deutsche Wohnen might be preventable by a complicated procedure. According to construction counselor for the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg district, Florian Schmidt, about 70% of the tenants are willing to participate, significantly more than the 25% required. Participating requires the tenants to formally buy their flats and then sell them directly to the state-owned housing company, Gewobeg. A tenant representative is to handle the business, and Schmidt stressed that none of the tenants would have to take out a loan. According to the so-called stretched purchase model, tenants can exercise their right of first refusal until January 5th. The apartments are then bought from the state's own company, Gewobeg. A total of 675 apartments in the so-called Stalin buildings, which were privatized by the Senate after the fall of communism, are involved. another building with 80 apartments, or Block D South, is located in a milieu protection area where the Senate wants to exercise its preemptive right via the Municipal Housing Association. The current owner intends to sell the property package to the Deutsche Wohnen Group. Tenants of the affected apartments have been mobilizing against the sale for months because they fear rent increases. From January 4th to 6th, the Nature and Biodiversity Conservation Union of Germany, or NABU, is calling for its traditional winter bird count. On these days, anyone interested can count for 1 hour at one location how many different birds flutter around at the feed house, in the garden, on the balcony, or in the park. The results can be reported online or by telephone to NABU. According to the organization, the, quote, Hour of Winter Birds is now Germany's largest scientific participatory campaign. In order to recognize the 15 most common bird species, the nature conservationists developed a free info and learning program for the internet. You can find the link in our show notes. More than 136,000 people took part in the bird count in January of 2018. A total of 92,000 gardens and parks were reported. The house sparrow was the most common winter bird in Germany's gardens. The great tit and blue tit followed in second and third place. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.